The Rockies looking to improve on their NL best road record, taking on the Phillies. Jeff Hoffman on the hill for Colorado. Scoreless game in the third. 2 men on for Charlie Blackmon facing Jared Eichhoff.
Eichhoff set. And the 2-2 again. Swung on and looped over third. It's a fair ball just inside the line. And the Rockies will take the lead. Two runs are going to score as Blackmon into second with a bloop double down the left field line as Colorado takes a 2-0 lead.
Oh, just not hitting the ball hard, but just out of the reach of everybody.
2-0. Swung on, fouled back. This will land down to the seats below us. And a
tell
great
me he did not catch that.
Whoa, what a play. He jumped over his girlfriend and one-handed.
Dove over her lap and caught it one-handed. That ball was hit hard, too.
Tell you what, that is a heck of a play.
Really?
Right-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. Curveball in the dirt. And Franco fooled again of the breaking balls and strikes out for the second time. Walks back to the dugout, slowly shaking his head.
Three out of the last four that Hoffman has struck out. And this one, I think Michael knew he's going after a bad pitch.
The pitch cued towards third. Arenado gloves it, up with it, throws across. And the side is retired. After the leadoff double, two strikeouts and a weak grounder. And the Phillies turned away in their half of the seventh. 2-1. Swing and a blast. Way, way back left center field. Altair just watching it go. Towering home run for Nolan Arenado. It's his 12th of the year, and that two-run shot makes it 8-1 Colorado.
He's not hitless anymore tonight.
Nope. A no-doubter.
The Rockies take out the Phillies 8-1. Colorado improves to 16-7 on the road this season. That's the best mark in the NL. Jeff Hoffman the win, allowing one run in seven frames, striking out seven. Charlie Blackmon finishes with two hits and three RBIs. The Phillies come up short. Manager Pete MacKinnon spoke after the game.
Eichhoff, the biggest mistake he made today was when he hung a curveball when that pitcher was bunting. That was he tried to bury a curveball, could have struck the guy out. And he just teed it up for him, and that led to him getting that sacrifice bunt out. That was the biggest mistake. He pitched okay, had a pretty good curveball. Through eight innings, it was a three-run game. When you get three hits today, we got three hits yesterday. You're not going to win a lot of games getting three hits. Good to see Altair hit a couple doubles. And that's about it.
Pete, a couple weeks ago, you said that you were losing, you were playing competitive baseball. Do you still feel that your team is
well, when you think about it, if you look at it, just the scores, we lost 1-0 yesterday, didn't hit. Today was 4-1. That's within striking distance. We just couldn't put anything together. So, yes, I think we're playing competitively. We just we're falling short offensively, and, the pitching is coming along slowly but surely, Eichhoff gave up four runs, but I wouldn't call it a bad outing. So we need to swing the bats.
Up next, the series against the Rockies continues Tuesday. Zach Eflin opposed by Germán Márquez.